what Lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag.
Episode 146, powered by The Watch.
Yeah.
Brought to you by the bags of all browns.
The bags of all browns?
The browns
the
of all
browns
bags.
Of all bags.
Yeah.
Wear a bag.
Someone stole the Virgencita. Tum, tum, tum.
I know who it was. The Christians, because they don't believe in her.
Oh, my God.
The Virgencita is
they mean
missing.
Nothing.
Missing. Missing. Can we put a missing report with La Virgencita? Yeah.
That is crazy.
What are the details that we should say
about La Virgencita? Very hot.
Very sacred to sacred, Catholic colorful. People, Mexicans.
Yeah, it could cause part. Miracles.
Yeah, cause miracles.
Answers to La Mornita.
Yeah.
Virgen de Guadalupe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guadalupe.
Mm-hmm.
The mom of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, mom.
Will she respond to Maria? Yes or no?
Maybe.
Yeah.
La Guadalupana.
Yes.
La Guadalupana.
She call out any of those names and she answers, that's ours.
Yeah, that is crazy that somebody fucking stole the Virgin Mary from the Novo. I'm telling you, I think it was the Christians.
Yeah.
It might have been Jakarta. He's a Muslim.
So here's what happened. I got ready here at the studio for our live show.
Yeah.
I'm back busy.
Shout out to you if you were there.
Yes. I got ready there, get ready here. And while I was getting ready here, I was looking at her and I was like, oh, we didn't take her. We usually take her to all, like she's in every shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or if we do live shows. So I took her. And then do we find out that the guys, the Watche, already had a Virgen de Guadalupe, a bigger one on stage. And then I'm like, hey, I brought La Virgen because put her on stage. They're like, no, we have one already.
Yeah.
She's bigger.
Yeah.
So maybe she felt replaced. Maybe she ran away.
Oh, what's possible?
So then I left her in my room at the Novo, the green room at the Novo. And now she's gone.
Wow.
Jeff said that he went to check and she was not there. There was nothing upstairs.
Wow.
Brown woman just getting cheated on even through.
So did she leave or did someone take her?
She probably left.
Yeah, she might have just went up.
She
to,
saw that we
to heaven.
Back and home. Where's the bigger? See, it's never better. It's never better. Where's the one from the on stage?
Bigger's not always better.
It was returned. She went back to her owners.
She went back.
Yeah.
So then it was a misunderstanding. Our Virgin Mary didn't understand that Virgin Mary didn't know that that other Virgin Mary was coming.
Yeah,
that
baby, come back. That was just for a show.
It was just one night only.
Just for entertainment.
Yeah.
This is crazy the way we're talking about her. Like she's a one night stand. Yeah. The Virgin Mary. That's dark.
Hey, we're going to need a new plant prop soon because the way that you.
Well, this plant's fake.
But look what you did.
Don't tell them that. They think it's real.
I don't think they think it's real. Because my mom said she watered them. She thought, oh, they're fucking fake.
And I
stop watering them.
So cute. Because your mom cleans the studio.
Office, yeah.
And I love how you guys saw that he was doing that to one side and you turned it. Because there's some over there. So that means that side was turned to you first. And then they moved it, Duno.
Well, I thought it was real at first,
you know,
too.
What's funny is that I've been doing it on my side, too, just to even it out. So it looks normal. Because
that's what we want.
If that one's all up and this one's all straight, like it's going to look wrong.
We have fake plants and then Duno just has like he fidgets.
Yeah.
So, I thought they were.
It's cool.
Well, maybe if it was real, it would give me more like life. Like I wake up every day now and hug a tree.
One of my plants in my house is leaves is like getting brown and I'm not sure what to do. Do I like cut it off immediately?
I don't know.
Wait, you have a plant in your house?
Yeah.
My money.
Sunlight.
Yeah. It has so much sunlight.
Maybe it's doesn't need sunlight.
Mm. What?
Maybe there's some plants that don't need a lot of sunlight.
Mm, it's like
they
right by a
window. They need more in the shade.
Mm, maybe
I need to move it.
Do you know what type of plant you have?
It's a house plant.
I don't Vic.
It's in my house.
Vic, just because you get a house dog doesn't mean it's not a type of fucking dog.
Es una planta de la casa.
I don't know. It's green.
Where'd you buy it?
IKEA. You want to know something funny? I stole it.
Wow.
But I paid for the pot.
You haven't waited 7 years. You could still get caught up for this.
It was like $20.
You're in IKEA's theft list.
Whatever. Come get it.
No, don't do that.
Try to get it. Come get it back.
I paid for the pot, but not the plant in it. That's smart, huh?
Wait, what?
Okay. I paid for the pot, but not the plant in it.
Favorite Pisces.
But they didn't see.
No, because I paid for the pot, but then inside the pot was the plant, and I didn't pay for it. Save a little $20. I spent so much money that day. I spent like $1,000 or more.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm done. I need something for
free.
Then
you had to go home and build everything.
I need customer appreciation. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, see, I'm glad my friends are like super chunty because I don't build.
That's nice. Good.
I just
your friends even helped me put my kitchen together. Shout out to Betix.
Yeah.
He helped me plug in my stove.
Yeah. I just motivate from the out. Like, I'm
doing a great job, guys.
Yeah, good shit.
Actually, can you move it here?
Yeah.
Good shit. I just cheer them on. I clap. I buy them food.
Yep.
And give them some free weed that I get for free. And that's all right.
Happy.
For, like, Mexicans are easily pleased.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was the Mexican thought to turn the headphones into a mic at the after party at the Novo? Shout out Red Bull.
Because
that was tight.
No, that's a DJ thing when DJs don't have
that's
mics.
That's something I've never seen in my life.
No,
never.
I've seen all my homies DJ do before. It's like a...
That's so tight.
It's kind of annoying. It's kind of wag because...
Well, they didn't have a mic.
Yeah, there was no mic at the Pro Club and Red Bull thing. Mm-hmm. And then Kuko was like, oh, I think I have extra headphones. Shout out H. Castro, too. They just plugged in. And I already knew, so you kind of have to, like, talk like this.
Yeah.
And then just start talking this shit.
Yeah. Into the headphone, and it would literally come out of the speaker. Because you plugged into, like, the mic, like,
essentially,
input.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah. The whole time, we're like, hey, everybody shut the fuck up.
That's so cool.
We look all fucking stupid. But it doesn't sound the same like a microphone.
But it just is, like, it's doable.
But it projects.
It's doable, yeah. It's super chunky. The first person I ever saw do it. Actually, I've seen other homies do it, but the first person I've seen do, like, a whole show like that was Major Hype. Really? I've seen him DJ at a strip club with
the headphone. And as the,
like,
mic.
And he's, like, coming up to the stage. La suite.
Does it depend which headphone you do it?
I'm thinking it got to be one of these. It can't be, like, your AirPods.
No. Like,
whether the right side or the left side?
It is.
It might be the one with the wire.
Oh.
Like, the one that's connected to the wire. But, yeah, but I've seen Major Hype, like, hype up the ballers. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I've been thinking about that all weekend.
That was cool.
That was so cool.
But he was like, hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
And I think Kuko DJ Cumbias was amazing.
Yo, that was incredible.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I didn't even know you knew as many cumbias.
That's my type of party.
I almost started cleaning too. Mid cumbia session. If I started hopping the bartenders in the back, I became a bar back for a little bit.
I loved it. All you need to do is connect your headphones to your mixer's mic input. That's so crazy.
Yeah,
literally.
And then I was telling the guys, what if you connect your microphone to the speaker output? Could like music come out of the microphone?
Maybe.
If you flip it, like, would it work in
microphones
reverse?
Microphones and speakers are similar.
Maybe, we don't know.
Are similar in a lot of ways. That's like, it's kind of deep. It's like maybe we're all receivers.
I don't think they work the same. I don't think that would work.
If this works, it might work.
We might have to. I might have to just
try it. Just experiment.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go try that shit one time. Yeah. With the DJs and shit like that. Shout out the DJs that DJed for us this weekend.
Yeah.
Shout out Greg C.
Greg C, man.
He killed it. He came in clutch a lot.
Yes. Shout out Greg C with his big ass Whittier shirt. I'm like, dude, we get it.
He was wearing a San Diego hat. Or was he?
I don't think he was wearing a San Diego hat.
He was wearing his Orioles hat.
His Orioles hat.
OTX hat. I think in honorable
Jeezy.
You're right.
Oh, he was so happy.
I saw him cry.
I know.
He was so happy.
I saw him cry in the back. He hugged me.
That's awesome.
He's like, hey, thank you for letting me DJ for my dad, OGZ.
Oh,
and we hugged. And I was like, OGZ said, who the f*** is that guy? No, I'm just kidding. Shout out Greg. He did amazing.
What's a moment you guys remember? Because we're going to have the live show for you guys next week.
Yeah.
But what's a moment you guys remember?
The dude picking up his girl with one hand.
That
and like,
was crazy. That was wild.
I don't know if it was like, I like.
That was the first ever moment at the live show.
Like
something like that happened.
It gave me like a cheer moment, right? I feel like he knew what he was doing. He might have been in cheer.
Mm-hmm.
But then I saw the hand in a position where I was like, oh, this is getting too freaky.
Yeah, he might have been in cheer.
Like, he was like, it was like perfectly
spirit
placed.
Fingers.
And just like,
yeah.
And I'm like, dude, what if she falls? I don't think we had them sign any type of form.
No.
No.
We did not.
Yeah, but shout out to them. They were macking it down. It got freaky.
It did. What about you, Vic?
Man, there was a lot of moments. I think definitely like getting on stage right before OGZ came on to like hype up the crowd. We were just talking about that like earlier. That I was like, no, like, you guys don't understand. You guys all need to take out your fucking headphones right now. I mean, sorry, your headphones.
Yeah,
your lights.
We're like Letty this weekend.
Yeah.
your lights on your camera right now. And then just to see the whole place lit up, all the lights go off. And then, you know, him come out. Just that reception, like that pop of the crowd was incredible.
Well, Jeezy had fun, too.
Yeah.
You could tell he was high.
Yeah.
I was like, I was trying to, that fool was taking off. I'm like, OGZ, stop wearing tight ass sweaters. He was like struggling to take off. I was like, fool, gear, just pass me your hand, fool. He was like, busty, hey, but he's Okay. It happened without pulling up shit, the sweater. And yeah. I'm like, dog, pass the sweater.
Yeah.
What was your favorite moment?
I'm telling you, I keep thinking about the freaking headphones. I was like so surprised.
You've never seen that happen before?
Never in my life.
You know what? You probably seen it happen. You just didn't think about it as much. Yeah. It probably just like, oh, okay, that's cool.
And it was because I was watching you do no talk through it. I was like, what is do no doing? But the sound is coming out the speaker.
Yeah.
It
was really cool. I was doing the for the cumbia cry. By the way, you know Vic screamed at me that weekend?
Oh. That weekend.
Yeah, he screamed at me.
The next day or the day before?
No, the after party.
Oh, why?
I was just irritated. Like, it was...
Not with me.
No, it was just, my social battery, dead ass, was on zero, empty all the way. Like, we're at the after party, and shout out to everybody that came.
Yeah.
It was a good time. But for a second there, like, it was almost immediately after we got off stage. It was the very beginning of the after party. I didn't want to talk to anybody. Everybody kept trying to talk to me.
Yeah.
At the same time. Well, yeah, and I was getting so congratulating overwhelmed. You
fucking asshole.
Yeah. I know, but I was just in the moment. I was so overwhelmed. It's not anybody's fault. I was just so overwhelmed and so much was going on. I didn't want to, like, I want everybody to just shut the fuck up. Like, I just reached that moment, that boiling point. And then Duno kept talking. Hey, hey. And I'm like, and I'm trying to talk to my girl. I'm trying to, like, Swift is next to me. Zay's trying to talk to me. And I was like, everybody shut the fuck up. And I screamed at Duno. And then I
just looked at him and I was like, and I just walked away. I want to go have fun.
And then
and then he came back. He's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but the shit I'm going to.
Yeah. Scream. Yeah.
Screw you guys. I'm getting him.
Yeah. I screamed at anybody else near me.
Well, because, like, I was mingling.
And I
was
needed,
like,
to just take just a walk.
You just wanted it, yeah. Like, well, because you came like a little right after.
Yeah, I went back to my room.
Yeah.
To, like, catch. Took a little nap.
Yeah, took a little nap. And then, yeah, I was like mingling and everybody was like congratulating, but I was like, hey, fuck, what the fuck? Let's all mingle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it was a good time. I think like the after party was super dope. I had a good time.
Yeah.
Shout out the bartender. Shout out all of our friends that got in there.
Yeah.
But it was like so much going on that I didn't even know. I was like, oh, well, at least I had a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out all the DJs. You know what I'm saying? We had a great fucking time. Thank you, Mims.
It was
DJ.
Thank you, Red Bull,
Pro Club.
Club.
It was just crazy to see, like, the combination of people that, like, ended up in there, because it's like you're dancing or whatever, and then you just see P-Rod walk by you, and then Cuco's DJing, and then I'm just like, what is going on?
And then
on?
Yellow Hill's like throwing up crimp signs.
Yeah, and then you see, like, the Crips showed up, and then just like old homies I hadn't seen in a minute, and then just like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? This is sick, you know. Mm-hmm. After I got out of my little mood, I had to take a walk. I had to just like
ramp. You want to go do it?
No, don't start the rumors. No, but no, Ramp literally told me.
Yeah,
he was like,
go ahead.
Because I told Ramp, I was like, bro, everybody's trying to fucking talk to me. And he's like, bro, you just fucking had a great show. Everybody's trying to congratulate you, idiot. Like, and then he's like, he's just like, bro, just calm down. Like, you're at the after party. Like, have a good time. And I'm just like, all right. Like, you know, and so it was literally just a walk in, like, to remove myself from the setting for a little bit to just get.
Yeah, breathe.
To breathe. Yeah, to have a little breather. And then after that, I was fine.
In the bathroom.
I had to get my clothes before.
I wanted to go smell a couple things.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Or was that when he stole the Virgen de Guadalupe?
Whoa! That's what Vic gave it to Jordan. Said this. I mean, I brought this for you.
Wow, yeah.
You know what, though? I, like, mid-party... It was like three conversations going on around my head, and I was like, I'll be right back. I just went and I grabbed cold water. I asked the lady for cold water. I took it to the bathroom and I just splashed my face and I was good.
Yeah.
By the way, shout out us for not blacking out.
I remember everything.
I had a great fucking time.
Maybe if I was more drunk, I would have had a better time, but I was not trying to get too lit.
Good. No, not if you were drunk, you would have had a better time. You're fine, sober.
Don't
say you need alcohol.
I'm just saying maybe I wouldn't have been so on edge.
You would have been a better time for us.
Yeah, but. Maybe. Yeah, maybe I wouldn't have been so on edge. But no, I was fine. It was a good time. I hate the feeling of not remembering.
What happened?
Yeah, I didn't feel that at all. I remember every single thing.
I learned that for my birthday this year, I didn't black out. Like, I've been chilling.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been chilling. And then in the back, Big Hit going crazy to Los Hijos de García singing.
That was crazy.
Corrido, that was funny.
Shout out Hit Boy's dad, Big Hit.
Yeah, shout out Hit Boy as well. Yeah, that was a great time. Damn, somebody stole the beat in. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm fine.
It's Vic. Clap it up for Vic and the Brown Man.
I have a chip on her.
Dude, having a chip on the air tag on the beat in is crazy.
We should take care of our beat ins more, you guys.
That's crazy.
There's not a lot left. All right. Hey, I want to see if you guys think this is cool or culo.
Okay, come on.
Okay, there's this shirt that I saw, and immediately when I saw it, I was like, all right, I have to show it to the guys. It's a shirt that's being sold, and let's see how much it's running for. $350, oh, right?
Fucking stupid.
And it looks like sweat stains on a gray shirt. Like sweat stains on the chest area for dudes. And the back area, okay?
Oh, my God.
Is
it's priced at $350 per shirt and aims to help wearers embrace the sweltering summer months with a touch of humor.
Who?
I hate this. Yeah. So
what brand is this?
Luis Gabriel Nucci.
Luis Gabriel, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
What a fucking
idiot you are. It seems like.
Yeah? Don't give a fuck. I'm popping.
It's always that, like, oh, this would be so edgy if we did this. That fucking pisses me off. Like, oh, a sweat stain, but what if we make it fashion?
Right.
It's like, bro, it's just sweaty.
Well,
like,
Duno off mic said I would wear this to the gym to look like he did something.
Yeah.
And that seems very doable. Yeah,
that's no, like, pretty funny. Well, not necessarily at the gym. I would wear it, like, let's say, like,
when you got home and say, I just got back from the gym.
Exactly. I just got to go. Yeah. But I don't sweat that. Like, bro, you know, like.
Where are your sweat stains? Let's say you're wearing a gray shirt. Where are your sweat stains?
You know what is crazy? It's, like, mid-back. It's not, like.
Right here.
It's like mid-back. Yeah. That should be looking like I have wings. I swear to God, I have a picture.
I'm going to send a picture.
And then my forehead.
Like, you have the tat?
And then my forehead. And then I don't really sweat from, like. Oh, under the boob sometimes?
Yeah. Oh, so then it's like right
under
here?
Under the boob vibes. But it's never like, I don't get like a big ass fucking, just, that's like too perfect. He could have made it a little more realistic.
He worked out hella hard.
He's probably a fat fuck too and didn't fucking work out and just said, oh, everybody sweats here. No, dumbass, you probably saw that in the movie.
Yeah, I'm a big sweater. I sweat a lot, so.
Well, if you're wearing gray, where are the sweat stains
My
for
lower
you?
Back. My lower back.
Right here.
And then.
Have you guys ever had the booty sweat?
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
It's like the under boob, but in the booty.
Yeah,
you know
that.
What? I get booty sore when I wear shorts like this.
Really?
Yeah, like I like just in general, like mm-hmm. for the coffee, if I go work out, I'll get them like in these type of shorts.
Yeah,
that's funny.
It'll be my lower.
What about
back
you?
My pits always would be like.
I get the under boob. I don't necessarily. If I get sweat, I don't sweat so much.
You don't sweat
so much.
But if I do, it'd probably be the
like that's boob. Crazy. I don't get the armpit sweat.
Yeah.
But I have homies that it looks crazy.
Yeah,
like
that would be me.
I'm like, fool, we're just walking.
You
be
get
like,
armpit sweat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Damn, that's.
But I don't wear gray shirts like that on purpose.
I say we all go work out wearing gray.
And see where
the sweat happens.
Yeah,
that's fucking weird. Oh, you know what? You know what? And my legs, like thighs,
mm-hmm.
I sweat right there a lot too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Yeah, I don't sweat. Like, that's too, like, it's so fucking, it's like too perfect. Like, nobody sweats
perfect
like
you'd wear it or perfect like you wouldn't?
Perfect, I would wear it if I'm going to link up with a bitch and I told her I was at the gym.
Okay, so cool?
Perfect like it's cool or perfect like it's
cool? It's cool if you're going to use it for the right reasons, but if you think it's swaggy, it's cool. So I'm in between.
Okay.
Yeah.
Luis, I don't think you're that much of a dumbass.
Nucci.
Okay.
Yeah, so, fucking
ages. It's culo, right?
For me, yeah.
Cool, culo, culo, culo.
I
need to see you in it, dog. Yeah, I think you would pull it off.
But $350
like,
bucks?
You
like
could afford to pull
that's
your
the shirt you wore.
I don't want that shirt.
In the movie you were in.
Oh, yeah.
Which
that
one?
Would have been good.
No, because you were in the gym.
Oh.
White Man Can't Jump?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Were you
wearing
a gray?
Was I wearing a gray? No, I was wearing blue.
Mm. Who was wearing gray? Someone was wearing gray.
I think Jack Harlow was wearing gray.
But imagine if you were in White Man Can't Jump with the big old sweat.
Yeah, that
like,
would have looked sexy.
Yeah,
I would have
been swinging out over here, bro.
Hard body karate. But I wasn't Brooklyn, and that was way better.
Oh, okay.
And they made me cut off my sleeves.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't wear fucking cut off sleeves.
But like, if you were a gym dude, you would.
Oh, yeah, see, look, it was like dark blue.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah.
Like, if it was there in that scene with you, you'd probably be like.
And you know what's crazy about, like, this thing?
That I think my little baby.
That I think about.
Is this the full scene? Can we watch it? I don't think we've ever watched it here.
It's so crazy.
We talked
that,
about it, but we haven't watched it.
God damn, Jay. Looking good, my brother.
Thanks, T.
You know, my knee hasn't felt this good since junior year.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. What's up, Casey Dildos? How you doing?
Out of detox?
Oh, you know.
Yeah. You guys ready to ride the Brown River or what?
Oh, mama, wait, mira que chiquito se mira zapito en esos chores, wey.
What
did
he say?
You said
fat?
One line.
And in Spanish? Wow.
You delivered it.
How did you say the D word? How did you say that in Spanish? What did you say?
Pito. But you
say
know what?
Say the line. Hold on, hold on. Say the line.
Go. I think it was like, no, my mama's way. Pause. So it's
okay.
One line.
Okay, okay.
That's one.
And then, that's a period. That's a period.
That's a period. No, and then I think I said, mira, wey, que mira. You know what? I wish I would
pronounce.
I know, hold
on,
but I'm trying to. I was like, no, mames, wey, mira que chiquito se mira su pito en esos pinches chores. But I think I said it too. If I would have said it
slow. You
did
say fast, but shout out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But if I would have said it slow, it would have been pronounced. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, he had a lot more racist shit.
Yeah. That you said it was like a back and forth. And
yeah, we had like a back and forth about being racist to each other. And then they were like, and then he said some funny ass shit, like some
and just
immigrant
joke. It was racist on both sides. So yeah, it was 100%. Not just my guy Andrew being.
No, Andrew is very proud of his fucking comic ways about other races. But
and you too.
Yeah, 100%. And he fucking killed it. But yeah, I think they kind of
look kinda, at how small his dick print is.
Yeah.
Get to know his star right now. Give him his flowers.
You know what's crazy?
We need that.
You ever watch?
We need that. As like a fucking frame, we need a frame.
True,
that shit's huge,
that's
dog.
Iconic.
Not the dick print, but that shit's huge. The what you did.
Yeah, that was a great shot.
That's iconic.
It is.
That was dope.
Do you ever like invite a girl over and be like, "Hey, you want to watch this movie?" And then you appear in like the first like fucking
you
5 minutes.
What? You know what? I would if I had two more lines. Like when Archata with Omel comes out, who knows fucking when?
You need.
I'm playing that bitch all day.
They did pan to you a lot.
You need
You didn't say anything, but they panned to you.
Oh yeah, no, they showed
the
me like, man, shout out my
you need the director's cut.
Shout out my guy Calmatics. And what's crazy is that like this is like you learn about movies, right? Like I got there and even though I had one line, like the staff knew who I was, so I was getting treated a little different. But the fools next to me, nicest guys in the world. So seeing them dressed like me, I get it, you know?
Yeah.
But like the two guys next to me, like the dude,
who are they?
They were extras.
Cause I was gonna tell you that I'm like, they kind of seem like now that I'm looking at it, this guy. And
stereotypical
both of them,
for sure.
Not even, it doesn't look like they would be at the gym. You, I see, it seems like you would be at the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
either
of them, it doesn't seem like they would be there.
Yeah. And the dope part about this is that Jack Harlow was really fucking nice. Jack Harlow.
Jack.
Bro, and then me, Jack, and then bro, Andrew, bro, there was times where Jack was like this, like, Jack, hi, my homie, chill. He was like this, he was trying to hold in his laugh because, bro, he was going on his rant, you know, Andrew. That shit was funny as fuck. But yeah, dope times.
Right. We talked about this and it was serious a few podcast episodes ago, but I just want to give an update. I didn't send it in, but I just update to you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The burro outside Olvera Street.
Oh, yeah.
It has been officially evicted. They voted to evict the family that owns the burro. It's been there, I believe, for 40 years or since the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Since the 1940s, something like that, which I think it's since the 1940s.
Yeah.
And it hasn't had any other home. I was tripping. I'm like, damn, the burro's been there since the 40s. It's pretty crazy.
Wow.
But the family matriarch, the lady that had the burro lease to begin with, she passed away recently and tried her best to remove the title to her children. It didn't work out in her favor. Then the landlords didn't want to continue the lease. And so it's now going to be evicted. I think they have 30 days. I'm wondering where the burro could go.
Oh, I have an idea.
Where?
El Mercadito.
Wow. The Virgen is there.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a really good attraction, like,
true.
To El Mercadito.
Yeah. You could put it right in between, like, where they sell the snacks, and then you're going to go into the building.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little, like, space. Actually, that might be a bad idea because it might stop foot traffic. Let's move this thing again.
I was initially thinking maybe Mariachi Plaza.
Oh,
yeah.
That'd be a good one. But then I was like, maybe we're sticking to the two Latino things, like it's two Latino.
Mm.
And I'm like, take it to the Citadel outlets, bro. Take it to Citadel. Let tourists come to Citadel and be like, boom.
Citadel is damn is Mexican.
It is, but it's not
so
too.
It's so fucking Latino, though.
It is, but it's not.
Yeah. You're like in between, but you're definitely gonna see like Black Friday is mostly Latinos there.
So, but imagine Christmas time, the big old presents all over. You know how like
the big ass Christmas tree,
the Christmas tree, and then the present thing that like the ribbon covers all of the building, and then the burro right there, Sabanero.
I would love that.
Any other place that the burro Santa Monica Pier, just stay away from there. I think that's just too.
Nah,
they Santa wouldn't treat our burro right.
No, they wouldn't. Yeah. They would like ash cigarettes and blunts on there.
Yeah.
You could the burro. Let me see. Okay, we said Mariachi Plaza.
Mariachi Plaza is one.
We said Mercadito. El Mercadito, Citadel. I would put it in the corner of somewhere in Huntington Park.
In the corner, like, just anywhere?
Like on Pacific.
On Pacific?
Like where all the stores are at?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where all the quince dresses are?
Yeah.
What if the burro goes on tour? Because I know it's a bad situation. Horrible situation. Yeah. It's so sad that they got evicted after that history in Overa Street.
Yeah.
And that can seem kind of telling of what's to come in that area, right? Mm-hmm. If nothing is quote-unquote sacred there. Very telling. But it's like, I wonder that now you're mobile. Right now, yeah. Where can the
put it on
go?
Wheels?
Yeah,
I like that idea. Yeah, I should probably spend some time where you guys said we could probably put in the Stonewood Mall for a little bit.
Nah, you're too bougie.
No, it's paisa.
It's bougie.
The Stonewood Mall,
you, bro. What? That's no. BBL
but why
Century.
Not take it to a bougie place?
Because they want because they're not gonna have respect and love for the burro
got
as
you,
much.
Got you,
these
got
downy
you.
Fools. They're not gonna respect all of that.
Yeah, we'll put it right there by the Wet Seal.
See, you want to put it by the Wet Seal?
Because I was gonna say Plaza Mexico outside of Ojos
Plaza
Locos.
Plaza Mexico outside of Ojos Locos.
But
that's
then
a good one.
They get crazy there too.
They get, yeah, it gets fools too crazy. Try to hump the burro.
Yeah, sick ass.
That's really odd.
All right.
That's really odd.
That's some rancho shit. Let's not. The other day, I was my homies were like being mean to these white guys from Alabama. Like, oh, you guys fuck your cousins. And I was like, don't act like you don't got cousins in the rancho, fucking burro and shit, you sick fuck.
That is a wild ass response.
Am I lying?
It's what? No,
probably
it's
not.
Wild.
You're
no,
probably
you
not.
Probably are. We're not going to say that because that's bestiality. That's crazy.
No, I'm just saying. I've heard it happens in the ranchos.
Who told you that?
Letty, you mean to
do you
tell
have family
me?
In the rancho? No,
yeah.
You don't.
Yeah, I do. That's from my whole family.
And they'll be fucking burros?
No.
See?
Not that I know of, but why would they tell me?
Why the fuck give you?
Why would you know?
They're going to take that shit to their grave.
Then,
but we
wouldn't know.
But you mean to tell me that nobody ever looked at a burro late night like, ah.
No, I've never done
no,
that.
No, not me or us. I'm saying somebody on the rancho.
Vic's cousin?
Vic's
cousin. In the 1700s?
Yeah, to all my primos that live in the rancho back in Guanajuato, I will not put that on your
I
name.
Promise you, I promise you,
will
you
not
know
put
somebody.
Past.
I promise you, they know somebody that's done it.
That's what I'm saying.
I swear
but
to God.
You're saying that
they
it's
would
your
never
cousin.
Tell me. Why would they tell
no,
me?
No, obviously, I was fucking joking because they were clowning. But what I'm saying is, that's like a thing in Mexico. They say, like, oh, yeah, he's fucking like fool. The other day, the homie told me that. His mom and his dad were cousins. I said, wait the fuck a minute.
Yeah, fucking a cousin or kissing one in Chicago at the jumper, Vic, is different than having sex with an animal.
Yeah, I'm telling you, let's not act like we don't know about these burros, big dog.
I've never heard of it, but I
just maybe they keep it from the girls, because I definitely have never heard that. Maybe that's a thing that the primos say amongst each other, but I have never heard that. And
I'm not saying,
no, for the record, I've never heard it either, but I'm just not going to put it past.
You know why I remember it? Because
Mexicans no, in the ranch?
I didn't say that.
So you're saying.
No. I Mexican ranch.
Hey, what's it called?
There was donkey punch doesn't mean that they're over there.
You know what? There was a podcast of some dude I watched in Mexico. He's like from Sinaloa. And he asked another fool about, like, he put on his thing, like, hey, man, I'm interviewing this person. What do you want me to ask him? And somebody told that fool to ask him that, and the other fool got mad.
Ask him what?
About the burros. Watch. I'm going to show you guys. That's how I remember. Okay, keep going. Let me find
There's this. Nothing to keep
okay.
going
Have
about.
Have you guys seen The Animal? You seen The Animal with Rob Schneider?
No, puppy.
You never seen that movie?
No.
It was like early 2000s?
I do know that stuff exists. I know that
yeah.
stuff exists.
But it's funny because there's like a particular scene where he's like, you know, he drinks badger milk and he's like communicating with animals on a different level because of the stuff that
got
he's
it.
Like, they experimented with him or something. And then, like, he sees, like, a, I don't know if it's, like, a llama or something. And then that's when, like, Marvin Gaye comes on. I've been feeling fine.
Oh, so, like, if he's attracted
baby.
To the llama.
Yeah. And then it's, like, it doesn't show anything crazy, yeah. but it's just funny. Yeah, badger milk. Yeah.
And the next time you saw a llama, what did you think?
Nothing.
When you saw Emperor's New Groove? No. Y'all fucked up this whole story.
Yes.
That's really sad. We hope that you make it anywhere but El Rancho. And
or Chicago. Vic's cousin.
Around any of the cousins.
No, but
Y'all fucked it up.
You know what? I'm not mad at Citadel. Let's go Citadel.
Citadel would be good.
Yes. Compromise.
Yeah.
We're going to meet right there.
it's just becoming a little more bougier.
Yeah.
It is.
Stonewall Mall, I'm not a fan of.
Yeah.
I don't like it either.
No, you wanted to put it that far. So you don't like the mall, but you wanted to put him there.
Yeah. For the people that like the mall.
So not for you.
A bunch of Edgars?
Yeah.
Ooh, Knott's Berry Farm.
All right.
That would be tight out. It could actually fit in Las Berry Farm because they have it like could. A.
It doesn't need to be in the Orange more, County City more, area.
No, Western, but Western. Western vibes. Yeah.
Mm, I don't care.
Okay. Ghost Town. Put it in Ghost Town.
It doesn't deserve to be in OC.
Mm. Oh, it needs to be in LA.
But it
I
is
get
on
you.
The border. Buena Park is the border. It's close to
of
LA.
Of OC and LA.
If that's the case, put it with the Norwalkians.
No, we don't want to do that. It'll get robbed first day.
First day.
It's going to end up in the one ways.
That's right.
So I saw this video from Evan Lovett, LA in a Minute.
Yeah, my guy.
And when I read the question, I'm like, oh, I want to see. When is it okay to pick public fruit in Los Angeles, okay?
Okay.
What do you guys think?
I feel like...
Because we've all either have neighbors that the tree goes over.
What do you mean? Every time I go to your house, I do that. Just pick a gang of shit. Take a gang of lemons home.
Well, there used to be like beef between when we lived in Lenox, my parents and the neighbor, because we used to have peaches and they used to like hang out on the outside, but on our property. It was just kind of walking distance from their shit. But they'd be right there with their bags and shit, taking way too many. Mm-hmm. And we'd be like, hey, what the fuck, dude? Like, but like we all know each other. It's not like they were strangers, you know, like. My grandparents lived in the house before, so the whole block knew each other.
Right.
But we're just like, hey, chill out with the peaches, dog. Like, those are our duraznos. And it was like a whole thing. We had to, like, pick them before they did. And if we didn't pick them, they were like, oh, well, they were going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like, why are you worried about my peach tree?
Yeah. So I've never had home. Okay. Like I've only ever lived in apartments. So I don't know that the rules are like the
how
etiquette.
To pick it or what to pick it.
It feels illegal, but.
But if we're at the block, I feel like we should all share.
Because we're all here together.
Yeah.
It's like a community orange tree, right?
Yeah, there was a lady, her tree would go over to the homie Georgie's house and onto the block. It's a free game,
like
dog.
Onto the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Okay, so he talks specifically about this. It's going to get to it in a while. So I don't know if you guys want to watch it or no, I can kind of summarize.
Let's watch it. What is up? It's your LA in a Minute, and the sidewalks of Los Angeles are a veritable farmer's market of fresh fruit, lemons, grapefruit, pomegranate, loquats, prickly pears, and of course the orange. Sometimes you just want to grab that fruit and eat it. But the thing is it legal to grab fruit off trees that overhang the sidewalk in public spaces in Los Angeles? Let's get into it. So the answer depends on where the tree is located or simply who owns it. A good example is a parkway tree like this prickly pear bush, which is right off the sidewalk on the street side on the parkway. So it's owned by the city or county. In that case, you can take the fruit and eat it. LA municipal law says it's legal to pick fruit from trees on city property, but the law is vague about the fruit on branches that hang over public property, like these lemons hanging over the sidewalk. But what about fruit from trees in a private residence overhanging a public space, such as a sidewalk? Well, California Civil Code 833 says that if the tree trunk is on private property, the property owner owns the tree and its contents, and technically it's petty theft if you take some of that fruit. But there's another gray area. If falling fruit could create a nuisance or a danger, for instance, it can attract insects, you technically have a right to pick that fruit to get rid of that nuisance, as long as picking the fruit doesn't harm the tree. So can you take this luscious, beautiful, publicly accessible fruit in LA? Well, sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. And when you're in doubt, just ask, because these beautiful prickly pears aren't gonna eat themselves. All right, LA. It's been a minute.
I want to see him eat that prickly pear, by the way.
Yeah.
I eat those. Those are bomb. So essentially what he's saying is that...
There is a gray area. And I'm guessing...
Okay, so you know how on sidewalks, there's the little sidewalk that's more towards the street?
Yeah.
And there's grass area there.
And then sidewalk
That's
again.
The city. So so it's grass, sidewalk, yard. Someone's yard.
Yeah.
So like even if it's in front of my house, there's a little area where we have like roses or whatever. That's the city's. So if I were to plant a tree there, that belongs to the city.
Yeah.
So that's their oranges. So you can pick them.
Yeah.
But if it's on my like yard, right? You have to ask me. If you do, I'll petty theft your ass. I got you on the Ring camera. But you could
just...
You
don't have none in the front, do you?
No.
But you're on the back. Oh, but if you wanted to,
That you could say, well, these oranges attract insects. So I was just helping the insects from coming. That's like your, like if you go to
that's your cop
it's
out.
Like, well, there was fruit flies around. That's a nuisance. So that's why I had to pick it.
Yeah. I think essentially I didn't commit petty theft because we would be playing football and shit and it would hit the tree and the shit would just fall and would just grab him.
So, but you hit the tree.
On accident though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So then.
So that's assault and petty theft. You assaulted the tree?
Damn, private property.
So what though? I've been a criminal.
I've been a criminal.
To the young one. Damn, that's crazy. Yeah. I stay picking people's fruit. When if I'm walking by somewhere, especially like really good neighborhoods.
One won't hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. And also like I'm not there with a fucking bag like Vic's neighbors in Lenox. Like that's fucking wild.
They were doing the most.
What were they doing?
Literally had a bag. And taking like a bunch of peaches.
Yeah.
Like it was theirs.
Yeah, peaches is to me, those are like top tier fruit.
And then,
don't be taking the peaches.
But you know what would really get on like my dad's nerves? If they would fuck with our nopales. Those are like the nopales are safe.
Well, I was going to tell you, my tia Josefa, she has a bunch of nopales.
Josefa's a crazy, I haven't heard that name in a fucking while. Yeah. Holy Josefa. Fuck.
But she has nopales and everyone would go and cut some.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they would go over the fence and then people would tag on them. Like do the, like scrape on it.
Yeah, I did that to our nopales.
See? So then no one would touch those nopales, but they're straight up tagged
for
over.
For whatever reason in my household, nopales are sacred. Like I let the peaches, I let the fucking duraznos like slide. But if you touch my nopales one more time, motherfucker. Like
Yeah, the lemons, I remember the lady one time got mad about the lemons. Mm-hmm. And we're kids and she came to scream at us and then the homie's grandpa was like, lady, shut the fuck up. Like, they're fucking, like, we just wanted lemons for our chips so we'll fucking grab them.
Yeah.
And she would just be tripping.
That's a good time. Like, now that I think about it, like, being on the block. Like summertime, and then, I don't have a lemon. Oh, a lemon tree.
Yeah.
It's like.
And then now that I think about it, that lady has so many fucking fruit flies around that fucking tree.
Then you can say that. Yeah. It's because the fruit flies.
I should have called the city on that bitch.
We should go right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Pick them and say that there's a nuisance. That's why you took
them. Okay, so there is a gray area. So then I think I'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then that same tia Josefa, she had an avocado one, but huge avocado.
Oh, see.
That was the best. Like, you know, there's people, like, we're talking about your plant and how you don't know what to do with your plant and it's a little plant. Like, but there's people that are literally green thumbs. Like, plants love them. That tia, she could plant anything and it would just
flourish.
Is that
flourish. A name for, like, people that.
Green thumb is like gardener, but also for, like,
hello,
weed
my
stuff.
Name
like,
is
they.
Dr. Green Thumb.
But if I have a green thumb, I love gardening. I like.
Yeah,
that's what I'm gonna do when I first get somewhere where I can plant something is plant an avocado so I can never spend money on them again.
Bruh.
Yeah, they get so expensive.
They're beautiful. Well, I like avocado cheese. They're like darker green.
I like when people grow the little seeds, the purple seeds. Purple you crack seeds. It open.
Eggplants?
No.
What are you talking about?
The fruit is like the fruit.
Purple seeds, pomegranates.
Pomegranate. I love when people
she
grow those.
She had pomegranates too. Yeah. Oh my God. Where Josefa.
Where does Josefa
she lives in Glendale. Like
we'll right rob here. Her ass.
Nope, you're not.
We'll go rob your tia Josefa.
No, my cousin Freddie will rob your ass right now.
I'm going to be like, well, there's fucking news. He's like, give me some fucking pomegranates or.
Pomegranates. Hey, I'm here for the pomegranates, all right?
I'm cutting
if not, I'm
going to
tag on the nopales, all right?
Just give me the pomegranates and nobody gets hurt.
And if not, I'm cutting the fucking city, big dog. Wait, she had avocado?
Avocado.
Actually, I'm stealing the avocado. Fuck the pomegranates.
And nopales.
Dude,
she probably had more, but those are the ones that I'm remembering off my head. You ever have that? Yeah, you leave with the bag. You leave with a bag of different
every
fruit?
Time.
That's tight.
Every time,
and it's always like a bag from a store that I've never gone to. That
I need to go to my dad's and get some oranges.
He has oranges.
Yeah, but they're like a specific type of orange that are so good, way better than ones in the store.
Mm-hmm. And, like, and is he like picky about them?
He just trimmed it recently, and I think they're gonna.
Hey, are him and like do they steal from each other?
Who?
I mean, his
girl?
Him and his girl? They're neighbors.
I think so. I don't know if she has that many like plants like my dad does. But like, dude, my dad's funny. Like he since like they're together now, that he's just like making sure her lawn is pristine. Like it's like 10 out of 10. He's like, yep. You know, it didn't used to be like that until I came into her life. Look at her lawn now. That's what happens when you water it. That's what happens when you take care of it. I'm just like, is this a metaphor? I'm just
like, hey, you have like younger step siblings?
Yeah. Yeah. One of their quinceañeras is coming up. Shout out to Marbella. Yeah.
Do they think you're cool as shit?
I don't know. They think you're cool as shit.
Step, not half.
Step. Yeah.
Step. They're not related at all.
It's also a little harder because like
you're fucking 33
and
years
I'm
old.
Not even ever home.
And you're going to be the champelando, no?
And then there's little Jacob. Little Jacob's cool. He's like a little grown man. He's so funny. Like, you should see him get off a car. He walks out like just like.
but it's crazy to think that we saw your dad get into this relationship.
Yeah.
Like, you talked about her.
Yeah.
You know, and then we met her. And then we saw her at Little Vic's party.
Mm-hmm.
And then now they're like really together.
Yeah, dead ass.
And then they now you have, and they travel.
Yeah. Where,
and then now they got little steps.
My dad called me the other day. He was like, oh, like I'm going to the park. I'm taking Marbella to take pictures of my lowrider. I'm like, what?
That's cool.
Never do that for
me.
Just kidding. I'm capping.
But so
guess what? I'm gonna take it for a Swarm collab shoot.
Exactly. Yeah. That was actually after, so I'm bullshitting.
Wow, you have like Letty. Would you be like? Because I'm assuming your sisters might be a little more. You're like a little more open to it. And like you're like, oh, they're like you, they're cool. Like my stepsiblings.
Well, it's because we knew them as the neighbors. So like, if we've been knowing them for years,
that's so funny.
Yeah,
Nick.
But yeah, but I'm assuming that would like if my mom right now got with somebody,
he had hella kids,
and he had like kids like maybe like 15, 16. Mm. My older sisters would not pay no fucking mind.
Mm.
They would be petty. Yeah, they're fucking little cool little fuckers.
What
yeah.
if they had a son that was your age?
Oh.
Fucking that happened before.
Oh, yeah?
Well, when he was cool. I'm not a hater for my mom. I want my mom to live her life. I'm not a hater. But he was cool. Like, I met
him. What if it's you and the son that's your age sitting down and he gets the first plate?
Oh. If he gets the first plate?
Mm-hmm.
That would never happen. First of all, we're not going to eat together at my mom's house.
Why not?
What are your fucking lame ass mom's house?
That's his mom.
What are your fucking lame ass mom?
I thought you don't hate.
No, I'm just saying. What are your lame
Why her mom gotta be lame?
Yeah. Probably a lame ass bitch.
Why are you mad
like
at
my mom? My mom is lit. No, what I'm saying is, I would kick it with him.
Yeah, I know, but what if your mom served him because she has to just like fluff him up a little bit more?
You want that shit? No.
The pain out of my face.
I think for Thanksgiving, they came over and they were cool. But he was shy as fuck.
Yeah.
Because we're also like, if you come into my family, it's like you walk in and it's fucking. My brother-in-law's like banged the fuck out, and then we're there being loud. My sisters are loud as fuck. Mm-hmm. Feels like we're all screaming at each other, but we're not. We're having a great conversation, and Nefer just walked in and he was quiet as fuck. And it was more funny because we're clowning, like you know we're making the shit uncomfortable, but in a funny way. But he was cool.
Hey, Vayan. And I was like it was like that, and then you guys are just like, and dude was probably like. Fucking,
what do you do?
You want mild or hot sauce, fool?
You like Taco Bell, fool?
Yeah.
What is doing on small talk? I'm trying to think.
I was like, yeah, what's up, dog? And he was like, I'm chilling, fool. And I was like, what's up? And then I was like, yeah, like, it was cool. But he was kind of nerdy. He like played soccer, went to college. Yeah.
That sounds cool.
And I think at the moment I was working at Pollo Loco, that fool had a way better life than me.
Check like, back now, fucker.
But like, imagine Vic, like Vic shitting on his little siblings.
No, we went to her birthday party, remember?
Yeah, and his dad was mad.
Oh, yeah.
Because I said, came to say hi.
I know, yeah, we almost got down.
Yeah, that was fucking weird. But see, Vic, like Vic, you should bring your little siblings to work day. Have my power.
Don't do that on me. Don't put that on me, sir. I don't even bring my kids to work.
No,
it's work.
I don't bring Vic.
You need people to run around for you guys.
No, we don't.
We need as
focused as possible.
As few people as possible, honestly. Yeah.
Really?
People are distracted.
I feel like you guys keep adding people. Greg.
Why are you so? Why you bring up Greg?
No, Greg.
You guys keep adding so many people like Greg.
Greg kicked
with his stupid hat.
Just kicked everybody out.
And his cool mixing skills. What if you and Greg go on a Taco Bell date? Would it be?
He's gonna probably be all sad about his ex girl and shit.
No, he's with the new girl from the IE.
Wait, he has a new girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, he moved up fast.
No, that was a long time ago. He was single for like 3-4 months. Or
that's
longer?
Fast.
No, longer.
Yeah, last
like guys, 6 months.
At least 6 months.
For you guys made it seem like it was cortadenas about his girl. Yeah, I swear to God,
I don't know, but they probably would know more. And yeah. I think he might have been.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's cortadenas, period.
Oh, he's just cortadenas. Like,
turn my life into pieces.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Jose, if I didn't know you had girlfriends.
Shout out Kelly. Kelly did my hair for the live show. She did it really amazing. Kelly comes from Portland. She's actually Jose's sister's friend.
Wow, Kelly was kind of hot.
But like, they're very, she's beautiful. She's beautiful. Gorgeous.
Is she live in Portland?
No, she lives here now.
All right.
She's been here for 3 months and she's looking for work. By the way, hit up Kelly. She does incredible work. I don't mean to throw her business out here, but she does Carol G's hair. And if you're a girl, you know Carol G's hair is bomb. Like, that's a staple of her hair.
That's fine.
She helves with her hair. So, like, she's just really awesome. Kelly_Godinez. All right. And she's beautiful. Yeah. You're right.
Very beautiful, very Kelly. Beautiful Kelly, I love you.
But it's funny because I'm like, hey, this is Jose's friend. And then Duno's like, I didn't know Jose knew girls.
And then Kelly was like, hee-hee. Yeah. Like, she didn't even, she was like trying not to laugh, but I made her laugh.
They were focused.
I was doing my thing.
They're focused on these looks.
You were by yourself this live show.
I was focused, mingling, while everybody was screaming and taking naps.
I didn't see you. That's what I need for. That's my to go out there.
That's and like that's like your mat. Huh?
That's my thing.
I should. I need a nap.
They're that's called power naps for a reason.
That's like your líneas.
What do you mean? A nap?
A nap.
Yeah, it's the natural línea. Taking a nap so it's, you can conserve your energy.
I took a nap.
It's charging your battery.
Yeah.
Sir.
Yes.
Why were you with the girl?
I was busy with the show, chilling, vibing, living life. You know what I'm saying? Mingling with the friends. You know what I'm saying? MCing. You know what I'm saying? That's what you got to do in life.
Yeah.
You don't always need a girl around you.
All right.
Yeah.
Redbox.
Redbox.
No more. Okay. Redbox is officially. Oh,
thank God. That show was so stupid.
Dunzo.
Oh, no. Nah, that was a vibe. It was a good time. That was an era.
Redbox was a good time. Okay.
You're fucking 50.
Oh, man.
Look.
What took this out?
It's shutting down after its parent company converted its bankruptcy filing in Chapter 7 liquidation. So I'm assuming they're selling all these kiosks.
So you can buy them.
Bro, let's buy one.
I want one with like Bruce Almighty and all types of crazy shit. Look. Yo, imagine I just had one of these in the crib.
It's gonna be like a plain, like a, just a white sheet.
I want this on my patio.
This was its own moment. And for the time that it existed, it was great. You never did Redbox?
Fuck no, it was for rich people.
It wasn't.
No, it wasn't. It was $1 a day.
No.
This was an era,
and then
bro.
Remember when they had like little tarp that you had to look
you
over
to like, look under?
The shade?
Yeah.
Bruh, you done a Redbox, bro, and it was really cool, dog.
I never did a Redbox.
This took over after clearly all the Blockbuster and stuff shut down. And Netflix did exist, but this was before we tuned right. Like we just
it was like
became
the
Netflix zombies.
It was like,
we went to Redbox.
It was like the gap in between. So before Netflix and chill, it was like Redbox and Eat the Box or whatever. Like
Redbox and her box. Double Redbox if she's on her period.
Yeah. So it was like an era that doesn't get talked about enough. So I'm glad you brought this up. Because I seen one the other day all abandoned and it made me sad. It made me feel like you remember Planet of the Apes?
Mm-hmm.
Like the original one where he like the Statue of Liberty is like buried in sand. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no. Like
seeing something
like,
from your past. Yeah.
Like I'm just like, it's just a relic now. Like it doesn't really have any purpose.
I used to scribe on the
I
little
knew
glass.
You would say that. But hey, even that is something.
Yeah.
You're the fucking reason I couldn't check out fucking Fast and the Furious 6.
Seeing a Redbox is like seeing payphones or.
Yeah.
Because it's like, wow, it's not even used anymore.
Yeah,
or call boxes on the freeway.
Absolutely.
The other day I saw a payphone work.
Nice.
Mm. Swear to God.
That's cool. Where? And,
I was like not in the middle of nowhere, but I was like in the cut, like in a little store
in the
payphone. And I saw an older man just put like a quarter in real quick.
Wow.
And he just called somebody real quick. I wanted a flick of him, but he seemed like he probably would have stabbed me.
Where? Like what?
Fuck, face? I forgot where the fuck. I was just driving.
Middle America though.
No, we're in California.
Nice.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, it still works. And it was, but I'm assuming the owner of the store was a really old man too. He's like, hola, mijo. And I'm guessing he takes care of it.
Yeah, make sure that it's
I caught
good.
A tag on that, fucks. I caught a tag on it and I felt so bad because it was like, it was like in well condition.
And then there you are, there's Duno.
And then there's Duno.
I always used to look at call boxes like, one day I'm going to use this. I never used a call box.
Thank God, right? That's an emergency.
Well, I think, but also.
I get what you're saying though. I always thought like, one day
like
I'm going to have
really
to walk over
here. You could
really
go up to it.
Or the ones in the fucking satellite post?
No, on the freeway.
On the freeway.
They used to have these yellow call boxes on the
freeway.
Do they
not have them anymore?
No, because cell phones exist.
Everybody has.
So it's like before cell phones were really a big thing, if you were messed like on the side of the freeway, you go to the call box and you make a call. I've never used it. Has anyone used it, Jeff? What are call boxes like?
Holy
like see
fuck.
Right there in the middle of the freeway. Can you only call like emergency?
Oh, and then you have to like call collect.
The operator.
It's like 311.
Got you. Like an info operator.
Oh.
Yeah, man. Bruh.
Like, you know what's crazy? They might not have the box anymore, but I've seen these signs before still.
They might
still have some up like random places and shit like that.
They would be on freeways.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What the fuck?
I know, bro. I've never used it in my life. I just remember seeing
I've never
seeing
even
them.
Seen it. Would they have them like every like 10 miles?
Yeah, it's every so often.
Yeah.
So they would be a lot.
Oh my God, I know that freeway. That's the 405.
All over the freeway.
Yeah, you know that like the first person that fucking invented this, they snapped. They were like,
I saved it.
Like,
I did
make
that.
A call inside of a box and it's on the freeway in case of emergency. And they were like, oh my God, you're a genius.
Because otherwise, how's anyone going to know that you need help on the freeway?
Or like a tow?
Unless
you probably
another
get a tow
car.
Like that.
Exited and
oh,
told
so
someone.
This is how
this be this is how
so
you
this, so this is how they would like if there was an accident back in the days these are
probably
cops
yeah
be.
Yeah
I like, because you can't call on the phone.
How did you guys react to the first touchscreen?
Which touchscreen? Oh, which was the first touchscreen you saw? To me, it was a blueberry.
Palm Pilot.
Blueberry, Blackberry. The chocolate. The Blackberry chocolate was touchscreen.
How did he react to it?
It just, it was fat, dog.
Yeah.
It was like, it just felt.
That was the Palm Pilot.
Palm Pilot. That one had a stylus, though. Yeah, it had like stylus, a pen. Yeah.
A stylus?
Sidekick?
What's the video game? It doesn't exist. It's a video. Huh?
DS? PSP? DS.
It might be PSP.
Wow, this was your guys' first touchscreen? Yeah.
That shit was player. My dad had one of those. That was so player,
dog. Blackberries that were was like they had a
my
time.
Dream to own one of these.
Mm-hmm.
BBM, bruh. Blackberry Messenger was lit.
Told you, thick.
Yeah.
What was your first touchscreen?
Maybe like the iPhone, like 5 or 6.
Wow.
I had an LG View that I bought, or like my cousin gave me, and I used to pay $20 for prepaid on AT&T in high school. It was lit.
Damn, the PSP was legendary.
Yeah, it wasn't a touchscreen though.
But it was just like a big screen, I think. Yeah.
Dude, I remember the what it come from the PSPs where I watched the movie.
They're $149, if any. Hey, it's Prime week or Prime day if this is Thursday. Drops Thursday. I don't know if it's still Prime. We should order something on Prime, dog.
Is that fucking cheap?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like this is their Black Friday. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. If you guys want to know what movie I watched on PSP?
What pops?
For Lord of Dogtown.
That's dope.
That's the first movie I ever watched on PSP. You guys the same age? It came with it. Wow, that's
I used to watch Beef 3 on the PSP. I had the movie.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah, we're like totally nostalgic.
Yeah.
Blackberry? That's wild.
I remember that. You remember the click on the
Yeah.
On the touchscreen of the BlackBerry?
Yeah.
It was like so satisfying. Such a satisfying sound.
Who was the
sound.
First person you guys FaceTimed?
Probably you. No, I'm serious.
When did
I'm
get
the, I'm the generation that's like, ew, who FaceTimes? Why do you FaceTime?
For you know who got you mad are at me my the children. Day? Concrete.
For FaceTiming.
For FaceTiming.
It's a thing, dog, but we're used to it now.
My first thing was like an iPhone 6S. So I didn't have FaceTime before then. That was probably like 2018. 16.
Get the fuck out. I wasn't your first iPhone.
Yeah. I had an Android up until like 2017, probably.
Wow. Wait, why does that bug you guys? Like FaceTime.
I don't know. I think it's just the way we were raised.
Yeah. My first instinct isn't FaceTime at all.
And I'm a little bit older gen than Vic, but like having minutes on your phone is a real thing. So even talking on the phone, it was like no one wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that could waste your minutes. So then you have to go purchase more. So then the least on the phone we could be, the better.
How much?
Right? And then on FaceTime, you're just there not doing, and like you're just having me facing the ceiling. It's like, what is this? This could have been a text.
Wow. Okay. That makes sense.
Because then
text
didn't cost as much as yeah,
it was free text after like.
And then we got hooked on texting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we made all these cool things like, but see you later.
But not
boobs.
But now, I hate texting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you would rather do
I would rather FaceTime.
No, you voice note. Now we're in the age of just voice noting.
Yeah, I'm a voice note guy.
You're a voice note guy.
Wow, Jeff, you were in war with this one or what the fuck?
That's crazy.
I had
this stuff's coming back. These are pretty tight.
These are fucking wild.
I had one of
these.
My mom had the I-95.
Theo had this. And you know, no wonder Jeff had all the shit that Theo's had. Evanescence CD.
Yes, exactly.
And you guys know I do a skit with one of these phones.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, it works. I'm going to go connect it for my second phone. For my business calls.
I had an i760.
I'm going to go connect it.
Shout out your mom.
Bro,
so you used it for a skit.
I used it for skits.
And then your mom is like, I'm going to I'm going to use it for real.
No, my mom. No. I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
My mom was like, I have 2 batteries. You could go connect it for like $30 a month.
Yeah.
And you could use it just for phone calls. When you guys were doing the BBM messages... I always hear like the Kardashians talk about it. Like, were there like big thread group chats on BBM message?
No.
They might be talking about a different BBM, but I'm not sure.
No, I think that's BBC.
They had a group BBC? Sounds like it.
Damn, so you guys would. So you,
no,
so,
yeah, BlackBerry Messenger was cool. It was its own vibe. It was like similar to AIM. But then also the BlackBerrys also had AIM. So it was like cool. Like, if you had a BlackBerry, then you can talk to them that way. If they didn't, then you could just talk to them on AIM.
Super random, and I don't even know how this happened, but I had J Electronica on BBM Messenger.
No way.
Yeah.
That's fucking
And it's
cool.
A way of not giving your phone number.
Yeah.
It's essentially like a social network within the chat, right?
if you
so
had
it's a
BlackBerry.
Way of giving your username or your code, but not your phone
and they
phone
can't
number.
Call you. Right? You can only go into the thing if you want to. Like you can only. It's like yeah. like Twitter. Like
yeah, like an Instagram yeah. username type of thing. But except there's no feed
there's,
crazy
and
like
there's
that.
No. There's no profile picture.
Yeah, you just like what you're doing, like, maybe like eating yeah. tacos or whatever. Mm-hmm.
So you guys wouldn't be able to write like long paragraphs?
Not like as your oh, like not like a tweet BBM. Or like something like
that. And for
like
me,
that.
It was I had a BlackBerry Pearl, so it was like T9 texting, so yeah. it was like. Da-da-da-da-da.
You're going way back with that, brother, and you're rich if you had that one.
Wow,
that's fucking.
Two-way?
So we didn't, but we didn't fuck with minutes so much on the phone that they literally just made a text only machine called yeah. a two-way, mm-hmm. where this is only texting to somebody else. It's called a two-way.
Yeah,
like it's just texting people.
Mm-hmm.
This is my thing. How like what was the prices on the minutes?
It was a lot. Well, we're younger, so it was on our parents.
It was premium.
A lot.
Like it was like, fuck, like yeah. that shit is an extra expense. It wasn't like. Everybody needs a cell phone. It was like, nah, what do you need a cell phone for? Mm-hmm. Or what do you need yeah. a two-way for?
It was luxury for
it
sure.
It was super luxury.
Holy yeah. fuck.
Yeah. Or like after 9, you could. Mm-hmm. It's crazy explaining to Zuno this stuff.
I know. I'm trying to think,
after 9, like, it's free. So everyone would wait after 9.
So the,
oh,
but that,
the
that's
the horny
created,
hour.
Yes, yeah. that's what created like kind of our like
yeah.
party movie. Line.
Similar, yeah, like things like that because you could only talk at a certain time. So me, I would wait till like my parents fell asleep and went upstairs. And then I would like call my girl and be like, hey, what's up, girl? But you have to talk low. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah.
Mobile telephone services, which launched in 2000, cost $15 per month plus.
That sounds cheap.
Oh, and then you could troll somebody. Back then when text messages were 10 cents per like
text.
Per text, right? If you didn't have unlimited texting. So if you knew, like, let's say your cousin, like I had a cousin that, hey, he mm-hmm. didn't have unlimited texting because his mom was cheap. So I would text him. And it didn't matter if it was incoming or outgoing. So I'd be like, hey, what's
count.
Up?
You're an
nice
asshole.
To see you today.
Fucked up his
text plan. And then he'd just get fucking, stop, dude. He'll call, stop, dude. My mom's going to get mad at me. I'll be like, sorry about that.
You're an asshole.
And he would get so mad.
He's like, ha,
I would get
poor.
Mad at you, too.
She wasn't even poor. She was the richest. She was the cheapest, though.
Fuck, what the fuck?
But yeah, it would be shit like that that you could troll somebody back then and like up their fucking bill crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, this is fucking trash.
Yeah. Letty, did you ever have a phone bill that was like an outrageous amount that your parents had to pay?
No, but thank goodness. But you probably
yeah,
did.
Yeah, that happened
to
me one time.
She didn't have that. She just got pregnant.
Yeah.
That, you know what I think about that? My cousin, one time I was like, fool, you got pregnant. Like, she was, like, going on a rant about, like, fucking judging. And I was like, fool, you were literally having a child as a child.
Who is she judging?
She was just, you know.
She was just, yeah.
She was being a fucking mm-hmm. margarita.
Yeah.
And I think, like, when I first met my first, like, teen pregnant girl, my mom was a teen mom.
Yeah.
I was like, how do you feel?
A lot. I feel a lot.
Yeah.
What does the side of your hat say?
Let me
it
see.
Says, I love mom. I love you, mom.
And contigo then siempre, forever with you.
Nice.
Yeah. This brand is from like.
And some, that was your teen mom. I bet your mom feels loved by her little babies.
By her little baby. But my mom, my mom was a teen mom. Wow.
My mom too.
Wow. All of our moms. Holy fuck.
No, my mom was not a teen
mom. Your mom was not a teen
but
mom?
But I was a teen mom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's take a little break.
All right.
And we're back.
We're back. And today's video is sponsored by
SeatGeek.
All right. With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. I'm excited to go watch all these summer concerts. There's going to be so many. I know Cuco is going to be at the Greek.
Shout out Cuco. That's going to be amazing. Cuco. Dom Kennedy.
Dom
at the
Kennedy
Novo?
Is going to be
Novo,
at the Novo.
September 6th.
Yeah, exactly. Baja Beach Fest is coming up.
All right. And guess who's going to be there? Me.
You're going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
And guess who's debating on going? Me.
What's going to be the factor of whether you can go or not?
Well, SeatGeek is going to be the factor.
SeatGeek, if I can save my $20 off on my first purchase,
hey.
And if I can't, then I'll make another email.
Using code brown bag.
Using code brown bag.
For $20
off. $20
off
on SeatGeek.
Your first purchase.
Your first purchase
ever.
But look, every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee.
Yes.
And SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of the event with swaps. Okay, maybe you change your mind. Maybe you and your girl broke up.
Yeah.
Swap it out. All right.
Swap.
And that
swap,
is amazing.
Swap.
Yeah.
Shout out SeatGeek. Just such an amazing app. Use code brown bag, please, you guys.
Yes.
Code brown bag.
That's
together.
Right. One word.
No spaces. Brown bag together. to get $20 off your first purchase, baby. Let's go.
Brown bag. I would like to see you both at Baja Beach Fest.
This was cuffed up like a lame.
But you know how the Kardashians have like Kim and Khloe take New York.
Rosarito?
I think it needs to be.
That would be pretty crazy.
It was
the
crazy.
Gaslight Boys.
Yeah. So you missed it. You didn't miss it. You were like in napping a little bit. Oh no, you weren't. I was like, Vic, come, and he's like, yeah, it's me. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, it's all boys. It's
a
boys
trip. Yeah. So he's going on a boys trip. I can't go without
you. Can go.
I can, but like.
Oh my god. You're such a
No. It's not that she won't allow me.
Who wears the pants, big dog?
It's not that.
Whatever you say, big dog.
I care a lot about my relationship.
You don't let her give her a weekend off. I'm sure she'd enjoy it.
Fuck no.
See?
A weekend off of what? She's going to be on this dick all weekend.
Yeah, all right.
Sorry. No, it's just, I'm very protective over my relationship. Like, I go out there, it's just, it's a recipe for a disaster.
Oh, got you. I got it. And if it's a boys trip, they're going to be maniacs. They're going to be
just it's just a recipe for disaster.
That is a very smart decision.
Yeah. But
I don't think that she wouldn't not let you go. She knows.
Like, I think that's so cap. I think if you were to call her and I'd be like, hey, can I go to Baja Beach Fest without you?
By myself.
She would probably fucking think about it.
No, dude,
I'm a grown man. Like,
that's what she said. You're a grown man. Do what you want.
I pay my own bills. Like, she's not going to stop me from doing anything. Especially if it's content, it's work. Like,
right.
It is.
I'm not going for content work.
Yeah, it's not for content.
I'm working on it. No, just kidding. Yeah. Nah, but I haven't gone since 2019. And I had a great time. Bad Bunny was there. Who else was there? J Balvin was there. That shit was amazing.
Hey, your girl's going to let you go?
What girl? I'm a fucking roof roof around this motherfucker. I run this shit around this motherfucker.
Are you happy or are you sad?
I'm excited for this trip.
Okay.
Because
Dioro's gonna be it's fucking lit. Oh, okay, I have to go. My boy Dioro.
It's gonna be.
But if you go, it's with the boys.
Yeah. Or like.
Let him take her.
Yeah.
I'm not dictating who he could take or not. Mm-hmm. But if he takes her, he can't stay with us.
Yeah, I'm not staying in the house. Yeah. We talked about it. I was like, y'all just get my own telly. And then we'll link up.
But if he wants to come, he's more than welcome into our Airbnb. Yeah. Just him by himself.
Yeah.
I don't have nothing against his girl, but it's all guys.
It's different.
Yeah, it's all guys.
She wouldn't even want to stay there.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah, because even like, yeah, I'm trying.
What if she's having an all girls trip? Are you gonna stay with her in the all girls?
No.
I'm not asking you. This is for Vic, okay?
Oh,
yeah.
No, Vic's coming with us.
I'm supporting my boy. Yeah. You gotta come. Yeah. Or just look, let her come and then just get her GA. You get VIP.
Fuck no.
It's because fool, like,
I'm in the honeymoon stage too. You gotta understand that. It's like, I wanna do this type of shit.
Yeah, right? But you're in the honeymoon stage at the age of 30 something now, Vic. It's not like.
I can't have a honeymoon stage.
You can, fool, but like, look at Poet, fool. I don't even know where he's at.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want, I can't
Vic
be
wants
in love.
To have these memories. He's had these memories probably with his homies before. He wants this memory with his girl. That's what you aspire to have, someone that you could do this stuff with.
Have fun with, yeah.
All right, whatever.
I'm in a different state.
No, I feel it. Yeah, let's just link up. Yeah. We'll meet at Papa's and Beers right before we go in. Yeah. Kick it, drink.
We're going to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to go home early because she's tired.
Go home early.
Because she's tired and her legs
hurt. Is she also in the honeymoon stage?
Yeah. Yeah, we're inseparable. Nuts about each other.
Yeah. Yeah, they sat at Danner's house on Sunday and ate their two plates of food for like 4 hours.
We seen each other for like 5 seconds yesterday. That's how crazy it is. Like, she had to drop something off to me and I was just like, all right, well, I'm glad I saw you for 5 seconds.
So. Baby, please don't go.
We're like people. You would be just probably fucking hate us. Like, we're that obnoxious like couple that's just super in love.
Love that.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
No, I think it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm not knocking it, but
there's nothing like that.
But three days off is cool.
He doesn't want 3 days.
It's not
off.
The 3 days off. It's the setting where I would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've relapsed before. I don't want to relapse again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, stay your ass in L.A. But Duno's going to be...
at Baja Beach.
Duno's going to be at Baja Beach.
And so can you with code BROWNBAG on SeatGeek.
So can you with BROWNBAG. This lineup is crazy. So Friday, it's not even a promo. I just want to talk about this fucking lineup. It's fucking stacked. Friday is going to be... Headline is going to be Raw Alejandro. And then Yandel, Javi, De La Ghetto, Álvaro De Oro, Omar Cortez...
Omar Cortez, he's actually really dope. I fuck with him.
Danny Flo.
Danny Flo is probably one of the... him and Dioro... And him and Dior are probably the people I'm excited to see the most.
I'm excited to see De La Ghetto. I'm so fucking excited. You guys don't even understand. And you know what's crazy? That we're getting there for 4 nights, but I'm going to be in Oxnard at the Levity Live Comedy Theater in Oxnard the night before. So strictly from Oxnard, I'm going to drive all the way to Baja Beach Fest.
Oh, okay.
Is that a short dive? Or
no, that's far.
Fuck, it make like it,
5 hours.
Like 3. It makes it, it adds an extra hour.
If you're not counting traffic and shit.
I'll be done by like 10 p.m., 11
okay.
p.m.
Oh, so you're driving at night. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm driving at night. I'm driving at night. And then the second night, it has our new goddess, Peso Pluma, headlining. Yeah.
Your new goddess?
Or God. Whatever.
God.
And then Becky G, Jaco, Seth, Latin Mafia.
Nengo Flo.
You feel me?
Bella Cat. Oh, she's hot.
I don't know who that is.
She has songs with Danny Flo.
It's a fool named Sorry Poppy. And my homie, DJ Dynamic from San Diego.
Let's go.
It's going to be a vibe. And then Sundays, pinche parranda la verga.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy.
Fuerza Regida Mora, Joely Randy, Piso 21, Tiago, Snow the Product, shout out to Homegirl.
Oh my God.
Delvi, okay. Delilah, Reggaetolandia, yeah.
All right.
Freddie Fresco, and then special guest, Cali Uchi.
That's hard.
Oh my God. Telepatia. Yeah. Damn, you know how many bad bitches are going to be there?
So many.
And you know who's going to be there with the bad bitches? Duno.
Yeah.
Guess who's not going to be there? Vic.
I mean, I'll be there in attendance. I can see them do their thing.
And then on Monday, what are you doing?
That's your problem.
I'm going to have a doctor's appointment on Monday. That's
okay,
funny.
Okay. Let's just sit. Let's just...
Hey, don't look at me. Don't look at me.
Prepare ahead for that, please, sir.
God, Letty, what a way to turn this event around.
Yeah. No, go have your fun.
On Friday, you could come late, like still go to work and leave in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, because it doesn't
start. But on Monday,
oh, but you know what?
Well,
we're all taking
our vacations.
Too. Yeah.
At the same time?
No, different times.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I was like
it's summertime. Like, I'm taking a vacation and we're going to Mexico City.
Yeah. The station recommends.
Fire.
That's super dope. The station recommends it now.
Doing
like,
in the
summer rather
kids
than
come back
the
too.
Fall and everything.
Go back to school.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Mexico City's going to be fire. How long are you going to Mexico City for?
A week. Yeah, Jorge's running the marathon.
That's
El maraton.
El maraton. Wow. Mexico City's a vibe.
Yeah. I can't wait. I have never been to Mexico City. The food is incredible. He has family there too, so we're gonna
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's dope.
And the boys are gonna
go when are you going?
August 21st to 28th.
Oh shit, Ugly Primo will probably be back because Ugly Primo's out there for like a month.
Out there for a month. Yeah.
Well, you might be able to catch like some like dope shit in the Zocalo, which I mean, that's, I don't know if I'm saying this. The Zocalo, where they have the big ass free concerts.
Oh really? Please tell me because we're gonna be there a long time.
And you gotta try like the taco spots and all that shit.
They have the Michelin taco spot there.
Mm-hmm. Michelin star. Mm-hmm. Oh, time.
Yeah.
I will report.
And then go go see the pyramids only like 2 hours away. Mm-hmm. Go visit the Virgin Mary. They have the big ass church there.
Oh my gosh! What if when I see her, it turns into like That's So Raven? You know when That's So Raven? Like she had her. And I get my powers because I am related to Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
What if being in the Ciudad de Mexico will tap into like all of my ancient powers?
That's possible.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and do a lot of like go visit like the vibes right there because it's like a very growing city. Mm-hmm. It's like it's kind of like hipstered out a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's getting but it's dope. That's a fucking vibe. Yeah.
I'm tripping because that's going to be our first family trip to Mexico.
With the boys?
Yes. Our second one will be to Guanajuato, the pueblo, where my dad is from.
When are you guys going? Ooh.
But it's going to be such a different... If these kids think that Mexico
is all like Mexico City.
Mexico City, they're in for a fucking surprise.
In Guanajuato?
When there's no Wi-Fi. When it's crazy. Yeah. It's going to be crazy out here.
You got to like start... doing different games like chasing ladybugs.
Yes,
and like,
finding the lizards. Find a lizard. Don't touch a scorpion.
That's
for real.
Those games.
That's going to be a different vibe. Yeah, because I'm doing Cabo next week.
Nice.
I've
never gone.
Dude, you're going to love
you're
it.
You're
going to get fucked up. Oh, my God, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to Cabo.
Okay, go to Mango Deck. Go to Mango Deck. Mango Deck is on the beach. There's like different like restaurants and clubs. And then they have like little sections that are like literally on the beach.
Yeah.
And then you can also like rent jet skis and boats and go out there. But it's the fucking vibe. Like everybody's there partying. You could pay for grupos to come play songs for you.
Nice.
You have bottle service on the beach, like literally feet in the sand. People come and massage you.
All right.
You're going to have a fucking
I'm going to Mango Deck.
Also, maybe take a girl too.
Nah.
Cabo is a really nice spot for couples.
They're
there's like a boat. If you take it out, I guess the rocks make a heart.
Yeah.
Can we look at the heart rock in Cabo San Lucas?
I probably have a picture of it.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go out there?
Just kidding.
I went with my brother-in-law, my sister, my tia, my tio, and then one of my tia's friends.
I'm kind of going through throughout the week. I leave on Wednesday. We leave Wednesday or Tuesday.
Okay.
So life might not be that long. We come back.
Yeah, probably not.
Because Tiro's a fucking pussy and doesn't want
to. Oh, they're going too?
Oh, what?
Well, that's what I'm going for. So we're going for Tiro's birthday.
Oh, tight. With the business. Okay.
But then these fools are going fucking.
I feel like you're going to have an influencer time at Cabo.
Nah, because we're not vlogging or nothing. We're just going for his birthday.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is it an all-inclusive?
Where are you going to stay?
Hotel?
Oh, no, don't tell us where you're going
to
stay.
A resort.
Yeah.
They
it's all-inclusive.
Yeah. I never gone. They
have, like, all the events set up for you to, like, snorkeling this day or this day.
I think we're just winging it. They've all gone before.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just,
just go to Mango Deck. Bro, you're going to get recognized so much, too.
Well, I was mad because we're not doing a weekend. But
it doesn't matter. It's summertime.
But they have they have fucking daddy and mommy duties that I gotta come back to and go to important baby showers on Sunday. And I'm like, you fucking lame fucks.
Yeah.
We're supposed to go this weekend. Like actually tonight.
Oh wow.
The point was to leave tonight and then I have a show in Bakersfield on Saturday at the Fox Theater.
Bro, you're gonna love it. You're gonna wanna go back a couple of times this summer. Like cause it's have cheap you gone too, bro.
To Cabo, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Cheap as fuck, bro. Bottle service, $80.
Yeah, I'm not paying for shit.
We had, what are those things that we drive around, like at festivals?
Golf carts.
We went to a resort that was all inclusive and they give you one and you're just like,
wow. Yeah, who, what if I find the love of my life at Cabo?
You might. I met a girl that I dated for a while out in Cabo.
I remember her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that.
We ran into each other on the beach and I was with the girl and it was crazy. But yeah.
And then I only have one goal in this trip. Be with a girl in the beach full clothed like Vic. That's what my goal is. Just want to be full clothed in the water.
I have to send you guys the photo. You don't remember that photo? Mm-mm. When I was in Puerto Rico. It was at the very beginning of the pod.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was fully clothed in the water.
Just being a fucking pan dulce.
Oh, because we were talking and then she kept getting deeper into the water.
Victor's never been a pan until right now, okay? All the other girls were...
Yeah, that was kind
of... They never got this big.
That's true.
Yeah, damn.
Love is crazy.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm excited.
All right,
that's good. I like hearing that we're all traveling and doing things with our
summertime. Family. Use it to travel.
Yeah.
If you're traveling this summer, let us know where in the comments because Brown Bag family should be traveling all around.
Yeah, exactly. Facts. And like Rosarito, I never really see us like going to Mexico. It's only 2 hours away. Yeah.
I get you.
But Cabo's like my first time where I'm like, because I remember when we came back from customs from London, I was like, this is fucking a stupid ass process.
Yeah.
Like, so fucking annoying.
Trip out when you go to Cabo, look at your map. Like, see where you're at. You're fucking so far from home. Even though it's a 2 hour flight, it's like we're at the bottom of fucking Mexico.
Mm. Wow.
So you'll trip out. You'll trip out.
Yeah, I thought about doing the boot up. But
you're not there yet.
No, yeah,
enjoy
no.
It's dangerous to take the wrong person.
Okay, so
if you're not 100% certain,
so
your whole fucking trip.
I think this year I'm like trying to like not just let anybody come through French because my friends are important to me. So mm-hmm. I don't want to just let anybody around the trips or like certain things. You know what I'm saying? So I'm learning to like do things alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's good too.
Yeah.
When I went to Puerto Rico, all like my brother-in-law, my sister, they all went.
Oh,
everybody was out there. Everybody was fighting. And I literally was like, I'm just going by myself. I'm going to enjoy it either way. Because, bro, you're on vacation. Like, there's so much to do. There's you also don't have like the anxiety of just like making sure someone's good and all this stuff. Like, you'll enjoy it, bro.
Yeah. And I might bet. I think I want to do a bet on myself, like to not be on my phone.
Mm, good.
Yeah, because
disconnect.
Even this year, I'm like not trying to vlog everything.
Yeah, you want to enjoy for you.
Yeah, like I want to be able, like Rosarito, like I'm taking Andres is coming, but he's not vlogging. Mm-hmm. He's like, you sure, fool? And I'm like, I might change my mind maybe like one day or two, but nah, fool. Yeah. Like
it's a different experience of actually doing it and then vlogging
it.
Yeah, fool, because then it feels like I'm on edge about, oh, don't put this, don't put this, don't put this, don't put that. And it's like, dude, I'm seeing a lot of people like my age do the TikTok shit, and their life, everything, fool. Their life getting ready. Their life, fool. While I'm eating food, shut the fuck up. I want to watch my show. Like, so like, it's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
So I be trying not to vlog everything. Like, I haven't uploaded a video in 3 weeks. Holy fuck. Gotta pay my bills.
You gotta take that. Because then it becomes that you're kind of a prisoner to it. You have to do it because you want to.
Exactly.
And also you're using your everyday life in your content in different ways in comedy.
Yeah.
So it's like you don't have to necessarily use this experience right when it happens. You can save it and then use it for material.
Yeah, the other week I went to two different comedy shows in like one night. I was in North Hollywood and then I went to the Comedy Store and I killed both. And I was just vibing though. I was like, I wasn't on my phone. I was just chilling and I was like, bro, like, I like this lifestyle. Like, just on a random Wednesday, I'm just like somewhere in Hollywood doing some comedy. This is kind of the vibe I kind of want to be on a little more.
That's good.
So, but yeah, but I do still want to vlog and shit like that. I just got to find the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're all traveling. That's dope. I like that. Shout out you for beating me to Mexico City. Fuck.
Oh, yeah, that's where you're from too.
Yeah.
I'm just take a photo, be like,
dude, you got to go to
catch a scribe.
No, the graffiti scene is humongous there. And you got to go to the Zocalo. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
And go to Aztec Stadium. Don't even, like, even if there's no game, just go.
La Azteca.
But there might be a game, America or Cruz Azul. So just go vibe.
Yeah. It'll be tight.
Damn, Mexico
City. I'm excited.
And he's running the marathon there?
Yeah, he's running El Maraton.
How many miles is that one?
Still 26. But the elevation is higher over there.
So his breathing, saying, his breathing
he
is
has
different.
To work on that. He's a good runner.
Yeah.
He finished the marathon in a really good time. So shout out to him.
That's fucking scary. 26 right. miles.
Well, we love you guys.
We love you guys so much.
We will see you after our break. We're going to play the live show after this episode. And after that, we're going to take a little breaky wakey.
Enjoy.
Enjoy your summer. We'll see you maybe with more tans.
Yeah, we might have more Tams. Tams, fat ass, huh?
And Tams. Tams and Tams.
We love you guys.